Are you among the millions of Americans who feel uncertain when it comes to their health care? Hey, Kevin Wall here. I'm happy to inform you there is a solution, and that solution is Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is a community of like-minded people who work together to pay for their medical costs. There are no networks, so you choose your doctor and hospital. Liberty HealthShare allows you to easily decide how, when, and where you will access healthcare. It could be the best practical, moral, and economical choice for you and your family. Starting at $107 a month for a single, up to $449 a month for a family, that's mom, dad, and all kids. This is the way healthcare should be. For information, call 855-585-4237. That's 855-585-4237. Or visit libertyhealthshare.org. That's libertyhealthshare.org. And regain control over your healthcare costs. Together, we're changing healthcare for good.
Washington, D.C. It got a lot of evil there, but we're getting it out step by step. A lot of evil. A lot of bad people. A lot of bad people. A lot of fake media. Look at them. A lot of fake media. NBC is perhaps worse than CNN, I have to tell you. And MSNBC is horrible.
Check it out!
It's 1999. I'm on Meet the Press. A show now headed by Sleepy Eyes Chuck Todd. He's a sleeping son of a bitch, I'll tell you.
That sounds awfully harsh. Why can't you be a little more supportive?
Number one! Time is running out! Number two! Time is running out! Number three! Time is running out! Number four!
Ladies and gentlemen, Kevin Wall.
Fun lovers and truth seekers, you have come to the right place. It's live and local now for a Tuesday. Lots going on. A lot of talk about impeachment in Washington. Later today, Nancy Pelosi, the House Majority Leader, the Speaker, will end up meeting with her caucus. And they'll be talking about what kind of consensus they can bring on impeachment. And the big question is, will there be any consensus within that caucus for impeachment? I don't know that there will be. We'll find out. But the bottom line is, Democrats are talking more and more about impeachment. And less about how to improve your life. That's wrong. Coming up bottom of the hour, Michael Shouse from NPRI will join us in studio. They had a great dinner last week. Great dinner. Dennis Prager was the speaker, and it was just phenomenal. It's really, really good. But he will join us because they've got a lot of stuff cooking. They've got report cards on the members of the legislature. And all kinds of other things going on. We'll talk about that. Also, in our 11 o'clock hour, a guy that's been on the show many, 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 many times over the years, both here and during our years at CBS. And he has been talking about running for office. And in particular, in Assembly District 37. Now the question is he finally ready to move and talk about it? We're going to press him on it. That's coming up just after 11 o'clock. I want to go to the audio sound bites. And again, I don't always agree with Judge Andrew Napolitano, but I found it interesting. Let's go to cut four if we can. Judge Andrew Napolitano was on Fox Business yesterday, and I know a lot of you don't probably watch Fox Business. It's why we try and monitor and see what's going on there, and when there is something, we bring it to you. Here's Judge Andrew Napolitano with David Asman about the Ukraine phone calls. But he's got an interesting take. He says this could cost both Biden and Trump the presidency. Listen to this.
I think this is the most serious charge against the president, far more serious than what Bob Mueller dug or dragged up against him. If there was a quid pro quo, it does appear as though $250 million in defensive weaponry was held back for a period of time while these eight conversations were going on between the president.
Even though there was nothing said, according to the Wall Street Journal, that was quoting a couple of sources they have that were apparently privy to this phone conversation, they said there was no specific quid pro quo.
So if you are the president of the United States and you are making a conversation that you know your intelligence community is listening to, of course you're not going to articulate a quid pro quo. You'll just make the quid pro quo happen.
But if you were a vice president of the United States and you were visiting with the president of Ukraine and you say, look, this prosecutor is going after a number of companies, and you don't tell them, by the way, that one of those companies happens to have your son on it as a board member, and then say, you got to get rid of this prosecutor. Less than 24 hours later, the prosecutor's gone. The investigation of the company to which Biden's son is on the board, that goes away. That sounds like a direct quid pro quo.
So this is probably the end of Joe Biden's presidency, and it ought to be the end of his dream for the presidency. But it doesn't diminish one iota what the current president is doing, which is an act of, if true, we haven't seen the whistleblower complaint, and under the law it has to be revealed. If true, this is an act of corruption.
But I don't want to bury the lead here. You just said this means the end of Joe Biden's
I don't know how we can survive
presidential
this. Those tapes of him, which I hadn't seen before. You and I watch this stuff for a living. He was boasting about his ability to get rid of that prosecutor. Right. I don't know how he survives it.
Well, let me just put it this way. On CNN, they have to pay people to come on there. And usually they are former members of Congress or former, you know, it's like Michael Steele on MSNBC. You know, they pay him to be an MSNBC contributor. They pay him $200,000-$300,000 a year. And they are the token Republicans. That's what CNN has done with John Kasich. Charlie Dent is another one, a former congressman. But I want you to listen. Let's go to cut two, because this is John Kasich. And John Kasich was on with Kate Baldwin and literally, I mean, really went off on Trump. But more than Trump, went off on his defenders in Congress relative to impeachment, relative to the phone calls with Ukraine. Listen, this is cut to John Kasich with Kate Baldwin on CNN.
You remember when Bill Clinton was in trouble and he got impeached? Okay, didn't get convicted. Mm-hmm. Where were the Democrats then? They were all rallying around the president. This is what happens. Although, when we look back at Watergate, there was a moment when a handful of Republicans said, we've had enough. Now, this doesn't mean that Trump gets impeached. That's not what I'm saying. What it means is that this needs to be investigated. If, in fact, the president of the United States pressured a leader of another country to investigate his political enemy, if, in fact, military aid was withheld, now we have to decide where we go from there. But we got to gather all these facts and all this information. I don't want to get ahead of myself, but I am very, very, very concerned about what is happening here. It's like if we don't deal with this, we become like a banana republic. And where are the Republicans? What are they hiding? If I were you at CNN, I would be out there in the hallway and I'd be asking all of them, what are you going to do? What are you going to say?
Governor,
it's like
you know me well. You know how many Republicans we're inviting on the show all the time in order to have these conversations. And you can probably guess on one hand how many want to come on and have these conversations right now. But that is the pattern we have seen. What I'm hearing from you is you think this is different from patterns like we've seen in the past. This seems different.
Well, you know,
for you.
The Mueller thing was, you know, I'm not even talking about Mueller. I'm talking here about the fact that the inspector general in the intelligence community said that this is a very serious matter and that it needs to be completely reviewed. And the law says that is then to go to the intelligence committees. And so over in the Senate, I'd like to know where the senator from West Virginia and the senator from North Carolina are. They ought to be calling for this. And I don't know where the Republicans are dismissing it in the House, but you got to think about this from a precedent standpoint. Let me ask this question, or not ask you, but ask our viewers. If Barack Obama had made calls like this, people would be going crazy. Now, if the Democrats had done things in the past that were wrong, okay, fine. But that doesn't have anything to do with this. This has to do with where we are today. And things are slipping and sliding, and I am worried about our country.
All I got to say is...
And this isn't political. I mean, this is not, no, you know, and I've taken heat throughout my whole political career. I've done things. I've taken the heat. Sometimes you got to take the heat. If you can't take the heat, get out of the kitchen.
Where have I heard that before? Just joking. This hour of Live and Local Now brought to you by Las Vegas Cyclery, featuring kids' bikes, affordable hybrids, mountain bikes. And Las Vegas Cyclery has a wide variety of the latest e-bikes for those of you who want to ride again, but you may have some physical limitations. Check them out right now. You can do it right now. In fact, you can do it on your smartphone. LasVegasCyclery.com. That's LasVegasCyclery.com. We're going to take a break. When we come back, you're not going to believe this. Another Democrat talking head goes nutso. A guy named Richard Painter. He's a national security expert. And he's employed by CNN. But he's a CNN talking head. He gives Biden a pass, but the Dems have to impeach Trump. We'll let you see the hypocrisy and the double standard that some of these talking heads are invoking. We'll do that and more coming up live and local now. For years now, I've been telling you how I love the great smooth taste of Real Water. I also love the convenience and cost savings of their home delivery service. Real Water has upped its game again with Real Water Concentrate. Just a few squirts of the Real Water Concentrate, and you can transform any good purified water into Real Water. To learn more, just go to my website, KevinWallRadio.com. That's KevinWallRadio.com, and click on the Real Water icon at the top right of the page. Now, you can get Real Water anytime, anyplace, on the go.
Hello, this is Jared Fisher. I'm a business owner, community thought leader, and I ran for governor in 2018. As the owner of Las Vegas Cyclery and Escape Adventures, I know the importance of exercise and spending time in the outdoors. And I know the amazing outdoor experiences we have in Nevada. Las Vegas Cyclery has kids' bikes, affordable hybrid mountain bikes, and gift cards. We also have a wide variety of the latest e-bikes, which allows anyone to ride a bike, especially for those who want to ride a bike again but have some limitations. For more information, visit LasVegasCyclery.com. We're located at 10575 Discovery Drive at the exit ramp of Town Center and 215. Our phone number is 702-596-2953. And for those of you who are interested in a more extended outdoor experience, visit escapeadventures.com for gift cards and a one-of-a-kind outdoor adventure. Escapeadventures.com.
Congressman Horsford has us headed in the wrong direction, where criminal illegal immigrants get to stay and our borders remain unsecure. I am Sam Peters, the only Republican candidate who can defeat Horsford. I proudly served in the military for 20 years and earned a Bronze Star in Afghanistan. I'm devoted to family and am a small business owner. I'm the only candidate who supports building the wall, opposes sanctuary cities, and supports a balanced budget amendment. Please join me in this important campaign by going to sampetersforcongress.com. That's sampeters4congress.com. I approve this message.
Paid for by committee to elect Sam Peters.
It's amazing how time flies. Hey, Kevin Wall here, your host on Live and Local Now and the owner of Battle Born Radio Corp. It was just over 3 years ago that I was dragged kicking and screaming into the 21st century. I knew my small business would have to move warp speed into this new digital era. That's when I called Sofa King Creative Group. Locally owned and operated, Sofa King Creative Group designs and manages areas of digital marketing for a wide variety of clients. Their marketing team provides fully integrated solutions, whether you need a company brand, graphic design, design project, an engaging mobile-friendly website. What I like best about Sofa King Creative Group, they showed me how an increased web presence can mean more profit for my small business. Let the pros at Sofa King Creative Group help you and your small business. Ask for a free analysis of your current marketing strategies. Call 702-965-2016. That's 702-965-2016. Or check them out at SofaKingCreativeGroup.com. That's SofaKingCreativeGroup.com.
Hi, this is Chelsea Torres, Communications Director with Laborers Union Local 872. Laborers Local 872 is a construction union that strives to obtain more job opportunities for workers and employers. Local 872 is involved in issues that affect our daily lives, from creating good jobs to providing skilled job training, protecting health care, negotiating livable wages, ensuring safe job sites, providing safe neighborhoods for families, and honoring veterans and retirees. Laborers build everything you see on the Las Vegas Strip, from skyscrapers to casinos to stadiums. Laborers work in the tunnels and on the highways. We remediate buildings and make them safe by removing hazardous materials like asbestos and lead. With a legacy of hard work and getting things done, laborers are skilled, productive, proud, and diverse men and women who are building a stronger Nevada. Local 872 loves the Southern Nevada community, and we look forward to continuing to build a better future for all of us. Vegas strong, union proud.
790 Las Vegas and 98.1 Palm Springs. Talk now. Talk that rocks.
All across the state of Nevada and in SoCal, too, it is live and local now. Good to have you with us. You know one thing I hate about, and it's not just Democrats. Maybe it's politicians. But how they talk out of both sides of their mouth. No, I really do. We had a great example of this yesterday. And where was this? This was CNN. And It drives me absolutely nuts when I hear people using a double standard or talking out of both sides of their mouth, or as we see on MSNBC and CNN all the time, people who have an axe to grind, supposedly talking as if they're impartial. And they're simply weighing the evidence, and this is the way they came down. I want to go to cut five. This is Richard Painter. Now, Richard Painter is a national security guy and was on CNN as a talking head. And I want you to listen to how he gave Joe Biden a pass, but said Dems have to impeach Trump. This was Richard Painter yesterday on CNN.
Well, first, there's absolutely no evidence that Vice President Biden and his son have contributed to the corruption in the Ukraine. What the president said was just false. Second, this is an impeachable offense, turning the powers of a foreign government against a candidate in the United States who is a political rival of Donald Trump. This in and of itself is impeachable. This president has committed multiple high crimes and misdemeanors. And what is happening when the House refuses to impeach him? Is that he continues to do more and more of it. And that is what is happening. He is emboldened to continue to violate the Constitution, whether it's the unconstitutional emoluments, whether it's using foreign governments against his political opponents, ignoring House subpoenas, showing the middle finger to the United States Congress, the abuses at the border. The list goes on and on and on. And if Speaker Pelosi doesn't have the courage to impeach him, he's going to keep on doing it. And the other thing he's going to do is stand up in the election in 2020, look at his opponent and say, look, I didn't do anything wrong. It's not illegal. If it were illegal, a democratically controlled House of Representatives would have impeached me. He is getting a pass from this Congress. It's critically important that the House not only start impeachment investigations formally, but that they vote out articles of impeachment. All of the evidence is already there. Mm. We don't need more to impeach this president. And if they don't do it, I think the Democrats are going to lose in 2020 and probably deserve to lose.
I view it differently. I think if Nancy Pelosi comes out of this caucus meeting today, they're going to have a all of the Democrats in the House are going to get together in one room, and that's like 220 some odd, 230 people. And they're going, and my guess is they're going to take a straw poll and see how many of these people, even the ones living in Trump-dominated districts, how many of these people will actually vote for impeachment. And my guess is there is not a majority. There will be 100, there may be 150, but there's not going to be 220 or 230 House members who are Democrats are going to vote for this, and there're going to be no Republicans. But let's just say the Democrats are stupid enough to vote for impeachment. They know the Senate will never convict. Meanwhile, the president will pull a Bill Clinton and say, I'm just trying to do the work of the American people. I'm trying to get tax cuts. I'm trying to fix immigration reform, health care reform, all these things. And the Democrats, all they want to talk about is impeachment. I think that is a recipe for disaster for Democrats. That is a great way to lose the House of Representatives. I think that is the recipe for disaster for Democrats. And by the way, I hope they go forward. Be my guest. Nothing would make me happier than to see the Democrats go down this rat hole known as impeachment. But they're going to have a caucus this afternoon. This afternoon, Eastern time. And they're going to talk about impeachment. I'm just going to tell you, I think, you know, from a devil's advocate perspective, I think you're doing this all wrong, Democrats. You got to be showing America how you're going to make their lives better, put more money in their pockets. If you don't believe that the economy is working for everybody, then you got to show a way to make it work for everybody. I mean, even the 20 presidential wannabes that are out, you know, crisscrossing the country, going to Iowa, going to New Hampshire. Impeachment is taking all, and this, and by the way, in this latest thing about the phone calls with the president of Ukraine, it's taking all of the political oxygen out of the air. It is. And yet these Democrats keep going down this road. And I'm saying, you want to drive off the cliff, be my guest. We'll see what you think. Michael Shouse will join us from NPRI. We'll do that and more coming up. Live and local now.
790 Las Vegas and 98.1 Palm Springs. Talk now. Talk that rocks.
Across the state of Nevada and in SoCal, too, it's live and local now. Always great to have my friend Michael Shouse visit us. He doesn't work that far away, so him coming over is just like a five-minute drive. We always love that. Michael Shouse, Communications Director for Nevada Policy, Nevada Policy Research Institute, or just NPRI, and he joins us. Good morning, sir.
Good morning. Yeah, we're close enough by. We can almost walk. It's nice enough weather out.
I know.
Except
I know.
I'm lazy, so I'm still going to take the five-minute drive.
I know. I absolutely love it. I got to tell you, your 28th anniversary dinner was spectacular. Food was great. Service was great with their staff over at the Venetian. The speakers were phenomenal, including John Zarpolis, your boss. And Dennis Prager, I thought, with a great message.
Yeah, I mean, Dennis Prager, you know, you expect good things from Dennis Prager. Of course, he's got his radio show, and he's always out there doing things like Prager University, reaching new audiences, finding younger folks to talk to. So it was great to have him up there. The Venetian really is an amazing place. Their staff did a fantastic job making everything just go really smooth. And we were happy to see a lot of new faces, folks that hadn't gone to dinners in the past that have shown up to this year. So
is that the Prager U influence, the fact that the Prager U influence that may have attracted kind of a different crowd?
You know, I think that might be a part of it. I think part of it is, you know, having Prager there, having Prager University so well known, probably brought in a few new faces. Another part of it was, you know, over the last year, especially during the legislative session, we have been in contact with a whole lot more of Nevada. Just talking to groups, talking to coalitions, talking to individuals that we really haven't connected with that well in the past. So that, I think, was a big part of it, too. Just more people being out there knowing what we do and being interested to come and celebrate 28 years of doing what we do here in the state of Nevada and trying to keep us free.
Well, and one of the other things is, I think, our partnership with NPRI over the last year, I think, has been beneficial to all parties, but most importantly, to be able to get the word out that you folks are fighting in the legislature, you're engaging folks that agree with you, folks that don't agree with you, but you're engaging them.
Yeah, yeah. We had one of the big success stories from the last legislative session was our coalition that we put together with the RJ and with the ACLU.
Huh?
There's not a whole lot that the ACLU and NPRI agree on, but when it came to transparency, government transparency, this was one of those areas. Consider politics a giant Venn diagram. We just happened to meet right in the middle there on transparency, and we did some really good work with folks from both sides of the aisle. Like Keith Keffer was absolutely instrumental in getting a transparency bill passed, and that bill was sponsored and pushed originally by Senator David Parks. So we had both folks from both sides of the aisles really pushing this one policy proposal, and that, you know, things like your show really help us do that because we reach all of Nevada, and we're just talking to more and more people that realize what we're doing is not that partisan political activity that so many people are fed up with.
Let me just ask you, as you look down the road, is this going to be something that you're going to be more involved in as you go forward, this idea of engaging the other side, of talking to Democrats, of finding areas of agreement? You talked about the big Venn diagram. God, I had to go back in my memory bank. Says Venn diagram. It's like this.
We learned this like in this. High school, probably.
Yeah. Like eons ago, back in the day. But did you find you're going to be doing more of that though?
Yeah, I think you have to. I mean, with today's modern political climate, you have to do that. If you actually want to get anything done, you are going to have to find ways to engage with folks who wouldn't normally agree with you on other issues. We see that on the national level where there's just gridlock in Washington, D.C., but we also see it on the state level. And the biggest thing, school choice is one of the best examples. 68 to 75% of Nevadans support the idea of some sort of school choice program in this state. And yet, it's not happening. Why is it not happening? It's not happening because of politics. Now, most people support school choice. You're going to have to find them. You're going to have to engage them on that issue and really get them to start pushing some of their lawmakers who might be hostile to this idea. And before you know it, you're going to have Democrat lawmakers sign on to that in order to really get it moving forward.
And even when you talk to minority parents, they love the idea of school choice. It's not a matter of you're going to be taken away from brick and mortar schools. Yeah. You know, you're going to take money away from the Clark County School District.
Yeah, I mean, keep in mind, to a politician, it's a very political choice. School choice is a very, very political initiative because they're looking all of a sudden, okay, who's giving me money? If teachers' unions are giving me money and teachers' unions don't like this, then I can't really support this with all my heart. to a parent, it's not political. It's very, very personal. And especially when you're talking about some of these communities, the Hispanic community, for example, are overwhelmingly stuck in really underperforming schools, schools that cannot cater to their language barrier or cater to their unique needs in their communities. These folks, these parents, it's not a political issue. They just want a good education for their kid. And that's why 75% of Hispanics like the idea of opportunity scholarships. It's also the reason why OP scholarships, not only are they only for low-income students, but overwhelmingly they were given to minority students because those were the families that were applying for them. So this is an issue that Democrats are going to have to get on board. And that goes into, you know, what we really discovered this last legislative session. You have to find specific issues that you can connect with people who might not agree with you on other things. Some of the coalitions for school choice might not agree with us when it comes to minimum wage. But you know what? I don't care. On that one issue of school choice, we can partner and we can move forward on something.
Do you find, and did you find in the last legislative session, the 80th Nevada legislature, did you find that there was maybe a little more willingness on the part of Democrats to talk with you, to find out where the common ground is? I mean, did you notice that among Democrat legislators?
You know, it really depended on the issue. School choice, nobody would really talk to us, apparently. But on some of these other issues, criminal justice is one that we highlighted in our report card. Assemblyman Steve Yeager actually personally thanked us for our work on criminal justice and civil asset forfeiture during a testimony. He told us, thank you for all the work that we've done on it. And it's because he was pushing for reform that obviously we agreed with. And on that issue, we connected really well with him. I actually think our lobbyist, government affairs guy who was up in Carson City, Daniel Hontru, I think he had more meetings with Democrats than he did with Republicans, which is a good sign because Democrats were running everything. So you had to talk to them and find out what issues we can actually move forward on.
Michael Schaus joining us, communications director for NPRI. He mentioned, he kind of glossed over, but he mentioned the report card. What is the report card? We'll tell you about that. We're going to take a quick break. You want to be a part of the show? You obviously can. I want to remind you that this hour of Live and Local Now brought to you by Ichabod's Lounge, featuring old-school Vegas atmosphere. In fact, it's one of the top gaming bars in Las Vegas with the best promotions and amazing cash giveaways and payouts. Ichabod's Vintage Vegas Dining, Gaming Lounge and Piano Bar on East Flamingo at Pecos. I was there earlier this week, by the way. Stick around, more with Michael Schaus. We're going to talk about this Nevada's 2019 legislative session review and report card. And there are some surprises in this. We'll tell you about that and more coming up. Live and Local now. Hey, Kevin Wall here. A few months ago, a friend invited me for a Tuesday evening of fun at Ichabod's Lounge. Ichabod's isn't in my neighborhood, and yeah, I had to drive an extra 10 minutes, but boy, am I glad I did. What I didn't know at the time was that Ichabod's has been there for 31 years and family-owned for 19 years. It's one of the top gaming bars in Las Vegas with the best promotions and amazing monthly cash giveaways and payouts. As they say at Ichabod's, we manage with generosity. Ichabod's features incredible menu items, including steaks, seafood, burgers, pasta, and 5 daily specials. And their kitchen's open 24 hours for you late-night foodies. And I just love Ichabod's old-school Vegas atmosphere. When everybody else is cutting back, Ichabod's continues to super serve its customers. Check out their nightly entertainment at the Piano Bar from 6:30 to 10:30. You want to win? You want to have fun? Then I'll see you at Ichabod's Vintage Vegas Dining, Gaming Lounge, and Piano Bar on East Flamingo at Pecos.
At its heart, free markets are about opportunity. I'm Michael Schaus, Communications Director for Nevada Policy. Advancing freedom, empowering individuals with opportunity, well, that's at the core of Nevada Policy's mission. It's the reason our organization exists. We believe individuals who work hard, take risks, and are dedicated to building a future for their family, they deserve the opportunity to pursue their dreams without politicians and government getting in the way. And you know what? We're not alone. Nevadans from all walks of life partner with us to promote the kind of free market solutions that maximize opportunities for individuals. Together, we work to preserve and expand the kind of freedom that has made Nevada such an amazing place to live. Now, more than ever, we're taking this message to a more diverse audience, letting more Nevadans than ever before know exactly how we're working to keep this state free and prosperous for them. Visit NevadaPolicy.org to learn more and to support our important work today. That's NevadaPolicy.org. This Nevada Policy Update is brought to you by Jim Marsh Kia, Jim Marsh Chrysler Jeep, and the Jim Marsh Auto Body Shop.
There comes a time when you have to decide, how am I going to vote? Well, here's an easy way to get things started. ClarkCountyRepublicans.org. No matter what your party affiliation, take a look at the Clark County Republicans. Easy to do, too. Just go to ClarkCountyRepublicans.org to see what they're up to of late and find out how easy it is to register for local, state, and federal elections at ClarkCountyRepublicans.org.
America's built and based on liberties and freedoms. Liberty HealthShare brings that to healthcare. The liberty of choosing your own doctor. The liberty of choosing your own hospital. Liberty HealthShare makes healthcare affordable to millions of Americans. Light your liberty. Starting at $199 for a single, $399 for a couple. And no matter how big the family, only $529. That's $529 for the entire family. To find out how you can save, go to lightyourliberty.com. That's lightyourliberty.com.
Hello, this is Jared Fisher. I'm a business owner, community thought leader, and I ran for governor in 2018. As the owner of Las Vegas Cyclery and Escape Adventures, I know the importance of exercise and spending time in the outdoors. And I know the amazing outdoor experiences we have in Nevada. Las Vegas Cyclery has kids' bikes, affordable hybrid mountain bikes, and gift cards. We also have a wide variety of the latest e-bikes, which allows anyone to ride a bike, especially for those who want to ride a bike again but have some limitations. For more information, visit LasVegasCyclery.com. We're located at 10575 Discovery Drive at the exit ramp of Town Center and 215. Our phone number is 702-596-2953. And for those of you who are interested in a more extended outdoor experience, visit escapeadventures.com for gift cards and a one-of-a-kind outdoor adventure. Escapeadventures.com.
790 Las Vegas and 98.1 Palm Springs. Talk now. Talk that rocks.
Across the state of Nevada and in SoCal, too. It is live and local now. It's out. It's available. It's the review and report card for the 80th Nevada Legislature, the 2019 session, and it is out, and there are some surprises. First of all, explain what you're trying to do. What is the methodology that you use? Is it just select votes? Is it all votes? Explain what you're trying to do with this report card.
Yeah, so each year when the session starts, we start watching the bills and tracking the bills, and we track it, not every single bill because there are just too many up there and some of them we don't care about. So the issues that matter to us, we go ahead and we track. In total, I think there was about 57, 60-something bills that we decided to rank the lawmakers on based on how they vote. And that's the overall report card. It's in the very back of the report, and it lists basically every single lawmaker based on how they actually voted. This year, we decided to go a little bit deeper into it. And rather than just ranking them and giving them all a score, we wanted to see some of the other actions that they took. Because there are actions that lawmakers can take long before any vote is cast that will determine whether or not a bill actually even makes it to the floor. So we took into account a lot of their actions and broke it down by section. So each section that matters to us, transparency, criminal justice, education, you can look in and see who was the best lawmaker and the worst lawmaker. And then at the end, you can see overall how everybody ranked.
Overall, among Republicans, who was the best?
Well, for years and years now, it's been Robin Titus. She's been number one. This year, she was dethroned. Actually, we have John Ellison now, who finally got to number one. Still not a perfect score. Out of 0 to 100, nobody has ever gotten a 100%. And it's because of the way that it works, each bill is going to be weighted depending on how much impact it has on taxpayers or parents or individual Nevadans. So you can look at the overall rankings. It's really interesting, and some of the surprises come when you start looking at the individual sections. Senator David Parks was ranked as the best one for transparency.
Wait a minute. He's a Democrat.
He's a Democrat. Yeah, exactly. A D in front of his name. He wasn't the only Democrat who ranked high in specific areas, by the way. Yeah, Parks was ranked as the best in transparency. Key Keffer was also up there with him. Again, it was their work on the transparency bill. Yeager was ranked number one for criminal justice. For collective bargaining, I believe it was, Wheeler that was number one there, Republican. And it was because he was one of the very few, him and Settlemyer were the only ones that really ever talked about the cost of collective bargaining for state workers. And they did so at every opportunity. So it was.
Do you ever get members of the legislature who reach out to you or Daniel Honcharu or whoever it is and say, wait a minute, you misinterpreted that vote. I simply traded this vote for that vote, and she voted for this, and I voted for do you ever get that to where people dispute the rankings and they say, oh, no, because the people I talk to in the legislature, both sides of the aisle, they have a healthy respect for what you guys put out.
Yeah, and we do have questions. So far, nobody's been really confrontational about it, but we do have questions from folks where they'll call up and say, well, wait a minute, how come I didn't get a perfect score on this particular area? And, you know, we can go through, if you go to the website, nevadapolicy.org, and you click on the report card there, you not only can see the full report for free online, but you can also take a look at how we calculate the rankings, the individual votes, and you can see where certain members might have voted in a way that we were unhappy with. And you can really break it down vote by vote. And so far, we haven't had anybody upset about that. We have had people questioning, why did you guys not like this particular bill?
Let me ask you, is there an example or two that you can cite where members of the legislature, when they're getting elected, they talk one way, and then you compare that to their votes, and you go, wait a minute, this guy's supposedly a conservative. These aren't conservative votes. Do you run into some of that?
We do run into some of that. We obviously ran into a lot of that a few years back when Republicans passed the largest tax increase in state history. This year, there was less of that. What we saw more of this year was during the session, politicians talking out of both sides of their mouth. So we had Frierson, for example. He was ranked as one of the lowest when it came to the education area. And the reason why was simple. He said that $600,000 for op scholarships, $600,000, that's all the program was going to go up by this year. He said $600,000 was unsustainable and could not be done. Meanwhile, he voted for bills like prevailing wage, which gave millions and millions and millions of dollars to labor unions, taking it directly out of the classroom. So he talked about how important public education funding was and used that as an excuse to kill educational choice. But at the same time, he was voting in other bills that directly took money out of the classroom.
Do these candidates, do these members of the Assembly of the State Senate, do they use these rankings in their mailers?
You know, I have seen some of them. Obviously, when they rank highly, they tend to like it a little bit more. I doubt you're going to have, you know, Melanie Scheibel running around with this, you know, bragging about it. But nonetheless, you do see some of that. The people that we find who use this the most are the grassroots activists, the individual voters, folks who, let's face it, didn't have time to track their lawmaker the entire session. That just most of us actually have lives and we're trying to drop our kid off at daycare and the like. So they can take a look at this review and report card, not only flip through and see the overall votes, but also see who were really either good actors or really bad actors and use that to form an opinion moving into the next election year.
Who is really bad? Who was really bad on this report card? Who got a great big F?
Well, I mentioned Frierson for the educational choice, but honestly, the worst was in the transparency realm. Julia Ratty, Senator Julia Ratty, put forward a bill to cloak the PERS agency just in complete secrecy, and the testimony that was used in order to push that bill forward was beyond misleading. The lobbyist they had that actually presented that never once even mentioned what the bill would actually do. She was just fear-mongering about other potential risks. And that was an entire fiasco. It's outlined in the review and report card if you want the details of it. But It showed very, very clearly that for Senator Julia Ratty, she was not interested whatsoever in having taxpayers see oversight of a program that runs $2 billion, spends $2 billion tax dollars every single year. So that was a very, very bad actor, somebody that people should know about.
That is amazing. How can people find this amazing publication? And it's beautiful, and it's four color, and it's really nice. It's called Review and Report Card. Where can they find this?
So we've got some hard copies. You can always reach out to us if, you know, you've got a group that you want to pass it out to or something. If we have some available, we're more than happy to let you know. You can also get the digital version if you just go to npri.org, just npri.org. Right up at the top, you'll see it. It says Legislative Report Card. You can't miss it. I guess we could add neon lights around it, but you'll see it right there up at the top. And you can download this as well as the rankings. So, again, you can see specifically which bills we really cared about this session.
You know, one of the things that I absolutely love is this whole notion that there's always something going on at NPRI. You've just had your 28th anniversary dinner. What's next on the agenda? You guys, like, year-round are doing something.
Yeah, it's amazing how every stage in the year, we always think, oh, as soon as this is over, we'll be able to take a breath. You know, as soon as the session's over, we'll be able to breathe. And that's just not the case. Right now, we've got a handful of things as we're getting ready for next year. Next year is going to be really important, even though there's not a legislative session. You're going to have next year is really going to determine what the priorities are for the legislative session. So there's going to be a lot of outreach on our part, trying to find new activists, trying to get new people involved and really interested in the free markets that we try to promote.
If folks want to know more about what you're up to, you've got amazing publications. You got stuff like this report card. You got events that you're going to be doing over the course of the next few months. Where can they find out this information?
Easiest place, just NevadaPolicy.org. NevadaPolicy.org. You have all of our contact information there. Plus, you can scroll through and see all the great work that we've done in the last year.
By the way, this special Nevada Policy Research Institute report brought to you by Jim Marsh Chrysler Jeep, Jim Marsh Kia, and the Jim Marsh Auto Body Shop. Michael, it's always good to have you in. Thank you so much, man. Really appreciate it.
Yeah, happy to be here. Thank you.
That's Michael Shouse, Communications Director for NPRI. Coming up, a guy that has been talking for ages about the possibility of running for assembly in Assembly District 37. I believe he is ready to get off the schneid and actually talk about what he wants to do. Andy Matthews, old friend and a former president of NPRI, is going to join us in studio. It's amazing. We got the communications director of the current NPRI and the former president sitting out in the green room. Wow, that doesn't happen often. Stick around, more to do as we continue. It is Tuesday. It is live and local now.
Congressman Horsford has us headed in the wrong direction, where criminal, illegal immigrants get to stay and our borders remain unsecure. I am Sam Peters, the only Republican candidate who can defeat Horsford. I proudly served in the military for 20 years and earned a Bronze Star in Afghanistan. I'm devoted to family and am a small business owner. I'm the only candidate who supports building the wall, opposes sanctuary cities, and supports a balanced budget amendment. Please join me in this important campaign by going to sampetersforcongress.com. That's sampeters4congress.com. I approve this message.
Paid for by committee to elect Sam Peters.
There comes a time when you have to decide, how am I going to vote? Well, here's an easy way to get things started. ClarkCountyRepublicans.org. No matter what your party affiliation, take a look at the Clark County Republicans. It's easy to do. Just go to ClarkCountyRepublicans.org to see what they're up to of late and find out how easy it is to register for local, state, and federal elections. at clarkcountyrepublicans.org.